adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, follow.
The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Tactless Sheriff. Although Bill McCann, sheriff of Dawson County in the 1870s, was an honest, hard-working man, he was not popular. Bill McCann was not tail fellow well met. He didn't joke with the boys in the cafe or pass the time of day on the street corners. Quite the opposite. He was a grim, taciturn man of few words who stuck to the business of his office, which is why there were those who wanted him out of office. As our story opens, it is late afternoon, just before dusk. Two riders out on the range are herding some 20 head of cattle.
Seems kind of funny, Brick, to be rustling the boss's cattle.
Sure does, Moe, especially on his own say-so.
I don't know, but he's got some reason, you can bet on that. Big Jack Alton don't do nothing without a reason.
Hey, who's this?
It's Big Jack.
Whoa! Oh. Howdy, boys! Whoa!
Just wanted to be sure you got out them cattle.
We did, Jack. We're herding them over to Black Canyon, like you said.
You said 20 head, didn't you, boss?
That's right. Just enough so I can report it to that blasted Sheriff McCann.
What's the idea, Jack?
I'll ride along a ways with you. Come on, get up.
Get up!
Get up!
The idea is, I want an awful lot of rustling done in this county between now and election time. I want some of my own cattle included so McCann won't get suspicious of me.
But you'll be losing money.
Ever know me to lose money, Brick? Don't worry. I got it all arranged to sell the cattle to that trailer. I'll sell the other cattle to rustle him, too.
What you want to talk up is that the sheriff can't stop the rustling, huh?
That's it, Mose. Best way to get him out of office is for a rash of rustling to break out in this county.
You're sore because that daughter of his gave you the go-by, huh, Jack?
That's enough of that.
But look, boss, what if the sheriff gets all these cattle back? Then your plan will backfire, won't it?
He won't round them up. The dealer will have his riders on hand to drive the cattle out the south end of Black Canyon soon as we herd them in. And the south end of Black Canyon's only 6 miles from the border. Nope, not a chance of this plan going wrong.
Almost get dark now, Cisco. Pancho build a campfire, no?
See, that is a good idea, Pancho. That would help to bring in some firewood.
It's wood up on the bluff.
Well, let us walk up there.
And tomorrow we go to the town of Dawson, Cisco?
See. Uh-huh. Our good friend Sheriff Bill Phantom told me to be sure and call upon Sheriff McCann whenever we are in this county.
Oh?
So we will visit Sheriff McCann.
Sheriff Phantom also says Sheriff McCann not got much to say, Cisco.
See, he told us that too. Yeah, here's a good pile of firewood, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
So let us each take an armful and we... Wait.
What?
Cattle are coming this way.
Pancho, hear the cattle, Cisco.
Now, just why are those cattle moving at this time of day?
Somebody moved the cattle, Cisco.
Well, that is the answer, Chico. Get down. Let's not be seen. Down the ground, Pancho.
You sure are smart, Jack.
Riders with cattle, Cisco.
Quieto, Pancho.
Quieto, Pancho.
Sure is, Brick. I never heard of nobody rustling his own cattle.
I told you the reason, Mose. And it's a good reason, too. You'll wait and see if it all works out.
What that means, Cisco? Hombre rustles his own cattle.
According to what we just heard, that is what that hombre called Jack is doing. At the moment, does not make much sense to me.
You report this to Sheriff McCann, Cisco?
See, we will tell the sheriff about it in the morning, amigo, when we call to see him.
Not tell the sheriff tonight?
We have nothing important to tell him, Pancho.
I not see why.
A man wants to rustle his own cattle. He has that right. Only I would not call that rustling.
Oh?
But let us remember the names we heard, Pancho. Mose, Brick, and Jack. There must be something behind all this.
Good morning, Mr. Alton.
Now, now, you don't have to call me Mr. Alton. What's the matter with just plain Jack?
You're standing right in the middle of the walk, Mr. Alton, and I'm in a hurry to get to work.
I heard you was doing the paperwork for your father. I want to see him, too, so I'll walk along with you. There's a big dance next week over in Shelton. I'd admire to have you go with me, Miss Kitty.
No, thank you.
Hey, you don't need to get uppity about it.
Mr. Alton, when you stand around the street corners telling how my father ought to be out of the sheriff's office, you can expect me to be uppity.
Maybe I wouldn't talk that way if you was nicer to me.
Oh. Mr. Alton wants to see you, Dad.
What about?
20 head of my cattle was run off last night, Sheriff. What are you going to do about it?
Well, I'll ride out later on today, Alton.
Later on? What's the matter with right now?
First come, first served. Old Sam Miller had a harness stole out of his shed last night.
You ain't putting a measly harness ahead of cattle rustling, are you?
I said, first come, first served. I'll get out to your place when I can.
Huh. Fine sheriff you are. Hey, boys, here's a hot one for you. The sheriff figures a harness is more important
Dad,
than ever.
Dad, couldn't you be just a little more pleasant to people?
Pleasant? Well, what did I say was wrong then, Katie?
Oh, I know you don't like Jack Alton. I don't either. But when he comes here on business like that, you might show more interest.
Oh, I heard what he said, and I told him what I'd do. I ain't called upon to be a handshaker, daughter, and I ain't going to be. And that harness is just as important to old Sam as those cattle out of Alton. Well, I'll be back in a couple of hours.
Oh, dear. I guess it's no use. You'll always be the same way.
Hold out, ho! Hold up, ho!
Well, who's there? Wonder how I look. All this old crap in here. Gotta get a new one.
Buenos dias, senorita.
Buenos dias, senorita. Oh, it's a pretty senorita, Cisco.
Can't you remember your manners?
Excuse, please, but she is a pretty senorita.
Oh, I don't mind nice compliments like that. I take it you're the Cisco kid.
Si, senorita. And this is mi compañero Pancho.
Mi compañero Pancho is me.
I've heard a lot about you both. What can I do for you?
We came here to pay our respects to the sheriff.
I'm sorry, but Dad just left.
Well, then we will come back later. Oh, by the way, who is that big hombre talking to those men out on the street?
His name's Alton, Cisco Jack Alton.
Is he a cattle rancher?
Yes.
Where does he live, please?
Oh, a couple of miles south of the Big Mesa. Why are you asking about him, Cisco?
Well, let us call it my curiosity, senorita. Aside from that, that hombre is not friendly to the sheriff.
I know he isn't. Worries me, too, Cisco. Because Jack Alton has a lot of influence in this county. And with the elections not far away... Oh, I mustn't bore you with that.
You not bore Cisco, senorita. Cisco like to listen to you, no?
Pancho, I'm going to have to talk to you. Please believe me, senorita, when I say Pancho and I are on the sheriff's side.
Oh, thank you, Cisco.
Cisco, the big hombre right away.
Say, Pancho, I would like to know where that Alton hombre is going.
Pancho like to know too, Cisco.
We will see you later, senorita. Hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista.
Goodbye. I had an idea he'd be handsome. I didn't know he'd be that handsome.
Whoa, whoa. Mose, Brick, you in the cabin?
Yep. We saw you riding up the trail, Jack.
Come on in.
Just getting ourselves some grub, Jack. Have some?
Nope, ain't hungry. Rode up here to see how your boys made out last night.
We rustled 100 head all told. They're down below in the canyon waiting for that trader.
Ain't he got there yet?
Hadn't when he left to come up here to eat.
Must have got held up somehow or other. What's the matter with that horse?
He's been plumb uneasy for the past 5 minutes. Probably on account of you riding up, Jack.
Maybe. Just the same, I'll go out and take a look around.
I wouldn't if I was you, Alton.
By thunder.
It's the sheriff.
Get your hands up, all of you. So you got 100 head of rustled cattle down in the canyon.
Thought you was riding out to Sam Miller's.
Didn't have to. Met Sam riding in. He told me he'd found his harness. Just mislaid it. So when I saw you riding up the hill trail, Alton, I figured I'd come up by a quartering trail. Just to see what was going on.
Smart, huh?
Smart enough, so I've watched your operations for the past 2 months, Alton. A cattle rustler. All right, Mose, put down that cup.
Sure, I'll put it down, Sheriff, after I give you what's in it.
You gun it up, Brick.
Mighty nice work, Mose.
Good thing I had this cup filled with hot coffee.
Better keep an eye out for deputies.
The sheriff works alone, Brick. You hombres tie him. I'll take a look down the trail just to make sure.
What are we going to do with him, boss? Finish him off?
No, not yet, anyway. We'll take him back to my ranch. Maybe I can make a deal with him. Come to think of it, I'm sure I can make a deal with him. So, hey, here's a couple of riders coming up the trail.
Well, who are they?
I don't know. Never saw them before.
I'll take a look. Boss, that's a Cisco kid. Sure as blazes. It's a Cisco kid and his partner.
Oh.
And he's a mighty bad hombre to tangle with. He's on the side of the law always. We better gun him down. Quick.
Wait a minute. He might not be after us. Get the sheriff out of the way. You hombres talk to him, and I'll get out behind the cabin and listen.
But what if he is after us, boss?
Then we'll gun him down mighty quick.
Cisco.
Hey, Pancho.
The old hombre ride a long way up into the hills.
Yeah, but we should be catching up with him any moment now. The cabin just ahead of us.
Two hombres watch us come up, Cisco.
And me be the ones who were with him on the mesa last night. Oh, devil.
Oh, look, oh, look, oh.
Buenas tardes, señores.
Buenas tardes, señores.
What do you hombres want up here?
We are strangers in this country, señor. We are riding around to get acquainted with the territory.
Get acquainted with the territory.
Well, you better turn around and ride back down. Strangers ain't welcome up here.
Get going.
Are we on your property, señor?
It don't make no difference whether you are or not. I said get going.
I do not like orders, hombre.
Well, then, by thunder.
I would not go for that kind of hurry. It might not be healthy for you.
Cisco draw very fast, hombre, no?
Cisco don't dare to put away that gun and get down off his horse.
Cisco not fight with cattle rustlers.
What's that?
Pancho.
Pancho not think what he said, Cisco.
Cattle rustlers, huh?
Pancho not mean that, hombre.
What's your standard?
Well, Cisco, you got the nerve to get down off that horse? Any man that pulls a gun on me has to fight. Unless he's yellow.
Say, I will hold the gun. Now what are you going to do?
Don't move, Cisco. I got you covered from the corner of this cabin here. Get your hands up. You on that horse. Get down.
Yeah, Pancho, get down.
Good work, Jack. I guess we got the Cisco kid now.
Cattle rustlers, huh? Hombre, you signed a death warrant for both of you when you said that.
And Big Jack Alton meant exactly what he said. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. To the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Tactless Sheriff. When Cisco became suspicious that Big Jack Alton was deliberately rustling his own cattle in order to build a case of negligence against Sheriff Bill McCann, whom he hated, he and Pancho tracked Alton into the hills. But while Cisco was engaged, Jack stepped up from behind and held our friends at gunpoint. Now,
take the guns, Bowes.
With pleasure, boss.
So, you are a cattle rustler, Alton.
Won't do you any good to know that, Cisco. You're going to get what anybody gets who butts into other people's business around here.
That may be.
It's gonna be. Keep them hands up. Mose, get the sheriff out and onto his horse.
Oh, you also captured the sheriff, did you?
We sure did. Rick, you better go with Mose.
Might need help with these two hombres, boss.
I won't need any help. Not with these two guns in my hand.
Okay. All right.
Now, Cisco, you and the fat one walk ahead of me.
You're a fat one yourself, Joe.
There's a little pocket in a hill right around the bend of that trail. My shots will be muffled there. Anybody around can't hear them. Now, get moving.
What are you going to do with the sheriff?
That's my business.
See, but since you are going to kill Pancho and me anyway, why not answer my question?
I'm going to get that blasted sheriff out of office. That's what I'm going to do.
By rustling your own cattle, huh?
That's right, Cisco, and everybody else's, too. By the time election comes around, every ranch in these parts will be yelling for a new sheriff.
That is quite an idea.
Pancho, wish Pancho got an idea right now, Cisco. And Pancho not like those guns.
Be ready to act quickly, Pancho. I have a plan.
All right, here's the pocket. Stop where you are.
There's a lot of rocks around here, hombre. Looks like a good place for...
Shh.
Madre mía, rattlesnake, hombre. Down by your face.
Where? My thunder.
Get the hombre, Cisco.
That is just what I'm going to do, Pancho.
Cisco, sound just like the rattler, then.
Trick me, did you? I'll kill you for that.
Drop that gun, drop it.
Drop
it
or I break your arm.
Hey! Hey, look out, Cisco! Hold it, hombre!
Right,
then
I'll fix it.
No, no, hombre. Do not shoot, Cisco. Pancho, jump in between. Pancho, jump!
Yay.
Who are you, murdering coyote? Shoot Pancho down, will you?
And we are, Cisco. Thought I'd better follow you, Jack. Let's go. I got the fat one.
I'll get Cisco.
You will not get Cisco.
He stands behind them rocks. Moles, go after him.
Not me, boss. Maybe he ain't got a gun, but I ain't take no chance of a rock split my head open.
All right, then. Let's get out of here. We can tend to Cisco later. Let's go.
Those buzzards, those killers. Pancho. 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 Pancho, you all right?
Cisco?
Si, Chico. But do not try to get up just yet.
Oh, locomotive running, Mr. Pancho?
I do not wonder you think so, amigo. But it was not a locomotive. It was a bullet. But the bullet only nicked you.
Pancho's head, like a balloon, Cisco.
Yeah, of course it is. Well, now that I have bandaged your head, I will pour some water on it so it will stay cool.
Get down Pancho's neck. That makes Pancho more alive, no?
Yeah. Now, if you rest a while, amigo, I'll take you in to the doctor's.
But, Cisco, what about the rustlers?
We will take care of them in due time. Right now, this is more important.
Pancho will feel better now, Cisco. And Pancho got a hard head. Old bullet just bounced off Pancho's head. And Pancho stand up. Pancho strong now, Cisco. See? See? Pancho wolf. Pancho strong, Cisco. Pancho strong. Pancho.
Steady, Pancho. Steady. Stay here. Here, I will support you. We are going to the doctor's, amigo. And we are going at once. Diablo!
Sheriff, now that you're strong enough to talk, I got something to ask you. I want you to resign your office.
I'll never resign, Alton, you coyote.
Easy on them names, Sheriff.
Me and Mose wouldn't mind finishing you off, Sheriff.
You pack rats. I tell you, I won't resign.
Maybe Brick and I could make him change his mind, Jack.
No, I got a better way than that, boys. It's dark outside now. You two ride to town and bring back Miss Katie.
What's that?
You heard me, Sheriff.
Why, you...
Careful, Sheriff. I don't like being called names.
You harm one hair of that girl's head and I'll kill the three of you.
We'll see about that. Bring her back here, boys. Now get going.
Gracias, Doctor. And buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
Good night.
Where we go now, Cisco?
Back to our camp, Pancho. The doctor said you'd be all right after a good night's rest.
And Pancho feel all right now, Cisco. Pancho feel fine.
See, but we will do as he said to do.
Look, Cisco. Hombres come out of the house down the street.
Make it fast, Brick. Get her onto the horse.
That's what I'm trying to do, Mose.
Mose, Brick. Those are the two hombres we want, Pancho.
Here, I'll help you.
What does hombres do, Cisco?
Can I tell from this distance, Pancho? Let's walk over there, quietly.
Be quiet.
Make sure that gag's tied tight, Brick. We don't want to yell for help.
It's plenty tight. All right, let's go.
Santos, they have a señorita with them, Pancho. She is tied and she has a gag in her mouth. You stay here.
Pancho, not stay here. And Pancho's strong now. Pancho, go too.
Hey, Brick. Somebody's coming this way.
You all right, Bandero? Someone is.
Yes. Nathan, Cisco, sit again.
Get him, Brick.
Not this time, you will not. Now for you.
Oh, Rick, I'll cut you down. I'll...
You will do nothing of the kind. Pancho, help the señorita.
Easy, go. Pancho, help the señorita.
I will take that gun, Omri. Now we can fight on even terms. And I promise you the fight will be short.
Say you're free now, Cisco.
Get their guns, belts, and ammunition, Pancho. Yes. We may need them. You all right, señorita?
I'm all right, Cisco. Those men were going to take me out to Alton's ranch. They said they'd kill me unless I persuaded my father to resign as sheriff.
I'm glad to know for sure where your father is, señorita. I will start for Alton's rancho at once.
And Pancho go too.
I'm going to have to leave these two coyotes under your guard, señorita. Have you a gun in the house?
Yes, and I know how to use it, too.
Bueno, keep them under gunpoint. Pancho and I will be back soon, we hope, with your father.
About time for Mose and Brick to be getting back, Sheriff.
with Katie.
You'll regret this, Halton.
What'll I have to regret? You're a man of your word, Sheriff. If you say you'll resign, I know you will.
I told you I'll never resign.
Maybe you'd rather see Katie shot and killed before your eyes, huh?
Huh? You wouldn't do that.
That's what I'm going to do unless...
Well, what's your reason for wanting me to resign?
Because I got plans to do a lot of cattle rustling, Sheriff. I aim to get rich at it. And you take your job too serious. Here's the boys now. You got just one more minute to make up your mind.
But you can't shoot Kitty down. You can't.
Well, what about it? Will you resign?
Halton, I never figured I'd give in to you. But this time, I guess...
You sure made good time, boys. Hey, what the...
Hey, we did make good time, Bandito. I'm going to make even better time in finishing up this fight.
That no fight, Cisco. Hombre just go boom.
I don't know who you are, stranger.
But... he's the Cisco King, Sheriff.
Yeah. Yeah. I might have known it.
Cut those ropes off you.
Oh, now if only Katie's all right.
He is all right, senor. Now you are free.
Cisco fixed the other two hombres, Sheriff, and the senorita got them now.
Well, I don't know what to say, Cisco. I always hated to have anybody doing my work. I hate to be obligated. But this once, I'm mighty grateful to you.
Cisco, I can't thank you enough for getting back all those rustled cattle and helping Dad win the election. But I...
Please, say nothing more about it, senorita.
Well, I can't. But at the same time, I've got a complaint.
Huh? What is the complaint?
You're leaving.
Oh, we will come back later on, perhaps.
Perhaps. Young man, you'd better. And just to be sure you do come back, Cisco.
See?
Just to be sure... Oh, now, you don't need to be grinning like that. Come right over here this minute. Oh, Cisco.
Oh, senorita. Hey, Pancho.
Sheriff McCann is good sheriff, Cisco.
She's a fine sheriff, Pancho.
And the senorita a fine senorita, too, Cisco.
She is very fine, amigo.
It's a good thing she not got a little brother.
What do you mean it's a good thing she has no little brother?
Because Big Marie got a little brother.
Well, what has that to do with Senorita Katie?
Oh, just remind Pancho of Big Maria.
How so, Pancho?
One time Pancho called to see Big Maria.
Called to see Big Maria, see?
It was a big full moon, Cisco.
Full moon.
And the flowers smell sweet in the moonlight.
See?
And Pancho feel
romantic?
See what you say, romantic. And so Pancho lean over quick, and Pancho kiss Big Maria.
Well, Pancho.
And then Pancho see Big Maria's little brother watch us.
What did you do then?
And Pancho say to Big Maria, how much should Pancho give your little brother so he not say nothing?
And what did Big Maria say to that, Pancho?
She say, well, all the other hombres give him 10 cents.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, she's so...
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.